Your workout of the day is the Lifting Gods Part 2. For 15 minutes, we have a low hang snatch, heavy singles.
Yay! People have been asking, because this quarter we're like doing snatch for game day, but we've not done like just straight up snatches yet. It's like, when are we snatching? When are we snatching? When are we snatching? When are we snatching? And every time they ask, I'm like we're snatching. We've just been doing bits.
Yeah, the groundwork.
Yeah. It's kind of like building a house. Like, you don't just go house.
We got to dig the foundations.
Dig the foundations, lay the foundations, and then you start building the house. And that's what we've been doing.
And here we are now.
Here we are now, starting to snatch.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Low hang again.
Yep.
I don't think we've covered low hang as much in the past 3 years as we have in the past 3 weeks.
Absolutely. And we should be able to take loads from Tuesday and just carry it straight in.
Yeah.
And the first thing is that low hang position. We've done it with cleans recently. Mm-hmm. Now we did it on Tuesday with the snatch. The muscle snatch, and then we get to really just almost make it unconscious. We have it practiced. We can just go there and start our lift from there with some automaticity built into it. We should also have lots of upper drive, the timing of getting the bar to the hip, driving the bar upwards. And then we also should have a very solid catch position because we work the overhead squat. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the components are there. What's missing from Tuesday is what we're looking for to bring in today, which is the transition from the upper drive to the downward movement into the catch. So that fast transition and that smooth transition is what we're looking for.
Beautiful. What are we working on apart from just snatching? Are we very specifically trying to develop power, speed, strength, fitness? What's the thing here today?
Yeah, like Tuesday, we had a lot of the athletic components were in Tuesday, the upper drive with the lower body. And the skill of timing all of those things together. So having a sequence of the movement right. And then the strength and the catch. So we're still going to get much more powerful and much stronger as a result of this session. What we probably have here is the speed element that we didn't have the other day. The speed under the bar is the third element that we get to add in. So like we say with snatch, like 8 out of 10 physical components of athleticism we have wrapped in here. So we get so much from it. If we just do this lift all the time, we become better athletes. And then more specifically, with snatch coming up on game day, we really want to feel good going into that so we can have a really good day. Here's our chance to get like specific on the skills.
How do I make the most of this today as an athlete? If I'm going into this, I'm doing your class. What I need to bring with me or really anticipate in order to get the most out of this session?
Yeah, great. That's a great way to think about it. Number one, the solid foundations that we built on Tuesday are a great position.
Yep.
So I would spend the first bit of my session really dialing in low hang, the transition into the hip, the drive, the catch position, and just feeling really solid in all of those. Mm-hmm. Like you're controlling the bar is not controlling you. And then as that happens, as you start to feel good in those positions, then start thinking, how can I get smooth speed? And the faster you get under the bar, it will largely dictate how heavy you lift. So I would be start thinking speed kills, how much speed can I generate? And speed is a weird one because we all go as fast as we can and then we all find another percentage on the next lift if we ask for it, and then we find another percentage. The body and the brain figures out how to get faster if we just keep asking ourselves. So get faster, that's the big thing.
Final one then, over the 15 minutes, how am I approaching this? Am I staying at like moderate weights that I can really check in on myself and adjust and maneuver what I need to do, or am I kind of going as heavy as possible and trying to PR today?
I think we'd like to go into the 15 minutes with some weight on the bar, but not starting really heavy. Mm-hmm. I think within 5 minutes we should be up towards the heavy stuff. So use the first 5 minutes to build a bit of weight, and then you've got 10 minutes to work with. All of those then should be challenging. And if you happen to hit a PR lift, amazing, you should do that, but you should think, how do I build competence, which is power, speed, strength in the lift? And if the lift feels good, add weight. If it doesn't feel good, stick at that weight till you make it feel good, then add weight. We use that usual frame. If you're trying to get stronger, if you're trying to get better at the lift, by adding weight, you're doing the right thing. If you happen to PR, even better.